Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Music? What? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? Oh, Jesus, there's so many people. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Nothing? Hello? Don't press end. You can hear me? Okay. How's the audio? Too close? Too far? Like where should the phone be? I know roughly how to handle the mic back at home, but I don't know how to handle like audio is fine. Okay. I'm a bit low. So do I just like shove the phone into my mouth? Hello? 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 Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody. Audio low. Sounds good. Audio's good. Okay. Very clear. Cool, cool, cool. Happy holidays, everybody, and Merry Christmas. If that's your bag. Yeah. I got the roast going. It's been going for about an hour and a half. I didn't end up getting a motel just to stream. Axel muted. Yeah. Okay, this isn't too bad. So I guess like the determining factor is really just reception. And if the reception is good, I will like, as somebody pointed it out, like as soon as I made the waiting room, that if I do a Twitter space at 10 a.m. and then I'm releasing a D&D episode at 10 a.m., they kind of overlap. So I'm thinking of doing it like after maybe. I'm thinking maybe like 30. Yeah, it pretty much is just a Zatsu, but like you don't get to see like my body, right? It's just audio. Yeah. I swear, Grandpa, you're a genius to use free talk stream. Actually, a senpai taught me to do that. I think like the hashtag idea. I was originally gonna do the hashtag idea, and then yeah. Oh, there's no way to mute. There's no way to mute. How do I mute this? Oh, I can mute it. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's muted. This Twitter space is actually live? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, the senpai that like basically, you can hear it all. Yeah, the senpai that like taught me how it was Heiko Senpai. Apparently Heiko Senpai is like the number one V spacer or so. I don't know what that is, right? But I think we could be number one. This person actually muted. Did you record it? Record what? Yeah. So apparently, like, this is like pretty good for like a classic Zatsudan type feel, like if you use like the chat, because I can read what you guys are saying. It's probably delayed just a little bit. Ollie Senpai used to do a ton as well. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody ever told me about recording or like whatever, but I did save it, so it should be saved. Yeah. I tapped the record thing, so like it should be recording. Are you talking from a Razer? No, I'm talking from my work phone, which is like a high spec iPhone. This is like way better than like my personal phone. Yeah. This is a iPhone 13 Pro Max, something like that. Yeah. Yep. Oh, I'm like, this chair is like super freaking uncomfortable. It's not like, can you hear it? Can you hear me like shifting in this phone, this chair? It's like a rickety old like wooden chair. Yeah. It's not pleasure. So typically when I, yeah, a little bit. No. Okay, good. Have you cooked yet, Pops? Actually, yeah. I got my roast in the oven. It's actually three of them, but I made a mistake. Have you guys ever made like a prime rib roast? Like prime rib is like, well, it is prime, so technically it is prime rib, but like the meat cut is called like a rib roast, right? A standing rib roast. Have you guys ever made that? Yeah. Let him cook. They fit. They fit only just, but they fit. But I ran into an issue that I realized, which is they're not all the same size. I got two like decent sized one, and I got a smaller one because like I didn't need like three full size roasts. But the small one is gonna finish cooking really quickly, so I don't know. Yeah. My place is small. Yeah, mine too. I don't really have an oven in my place, but yeah. Ooh, a crock pot roast. I'm a big crock pot fan. Yeah. I do, yeah. I have a leave-in thermometer for all three. I bought two extra thermometers where like they've got like the lanyard, like the cable. Yeah. I got the probe. Yeah. And then I leave them in and then like they're outside of the oven. Yeah. Just put it in the oven later than the others. But then how would I like time it? That's actually like a giga brain move. I might actually run downstairs and but how would I tell like when to put it in? How? How would I do that? Temp is too damn high. Use two timers. This is the first time I listen to a Twitter space. Yeah. Well, I listened to Altair's Twitter space. I think he's done the most out of Tempest, right? I've listened to like one or two of his. It's pretty cool. Guessing by pounds on how long to cook. True. How can you tell when to pull them out? So I'm doing a reverse sear. So I put them into a cold oven and then crank it to 250 Fahrenheit. I don't know how much that is Celsius. I think it's like 50 Celsius or something like that. I crank it to 250 and then I leave it there until the internal temperature of the roast is 120, 118 to 120. And then I pull them out, rest them for about an hour. And then I crank the oven as high as it can get. I think at my mom's place it's like 550 or something. I crank it to 550 and then I throw the roast in there for about like 15 minutes to like crisp up the outside, like basically like char the outside, and then I pull them out and then I cut. Yeah. Oh, is it 120 Celsius? Okay, my bad. Yeah. I don't know. I can't do math. I can feel grandpa's lips. What? I'm single. No comment. I should just be thankful she's alive at this point, right? I'm your grandpa, which means that's your great grandma you're talking about. Yeah. We should just be lucky that she's alive, right? Let him cook. That's not a no. Don't be creepy. No, Ainsley. No, I'm gonna do these as much as I can. I'm hoping like I know it's like inferior to like a standard stream. I know it's inferior to a standard stream, but I am hoping that like reception willing, like I could stay on schedule. So like I do a Twitter space Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if I can. What do you guys think? Something like that. And then, you know, like when I can get back to a computer and stream regularly, I'll take what I can get. Honestly, these are awesome. Well, they're kind of cool. What's the audio quality like? I do distinctly remember that when I was listening to like Altair's space, he sounded very different. Like the audio quality was very different from when he was streaming. It was good. It was the quality was worse, but like it was good in a different way, right? If I recall correctly, like when he was like going on a walk or something, and I was like listening, and it sounded like I was in like a phone call with Altair. Do you guys remember that? Something like that? I don't know. It's not that different. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it was like the audio quality for his space was like inferior, but it was good in a different way. Like your standard web call. Yeah. And then he kept running into people and he had to get rid of them at 3 a.m., right? I think like he ran into like two or three people, right? At 3 a.m. and he had to get rid of them. Yeah. There are mics for phones. What? But the phone has the mic. I'm looking at it right now. At least it's not an Xbox mic. I didn't have the guts to do it, but like whenever I hear Axel do like his like fried mic thing, I have like the intense desire to ask him to like be like the toxic like child and be like, and fuck your mom, right? Like with the fried mic. I feel like it would go viral, but like he might get in trouble. I don't want to get in trouble because he's our spicy boy. We can't get him in trouble. I feel like he would do it, which is like dangerous. Like I don't want to get in trouble, but like whenever I hear the fried mic, I just like want to hear him do that. Don't destroy our ears. Yeah. Gigabonk. No. No more bonks, okay? We're not into New Year's yet, but my New Year's resolution is like no more bonks. Like, no. Just no more. Crispy. Heated Axel moment. Never too early to start. Exactly. You love the bonks? I don't know, man. I don't know. He's saying with the fried mic. Ooh, I must have missed that. I think I was asleep because I had to wake up early. I had to wake up at 6 to like, yeah. I don't think I woke up early enough, actually. No more unhinged grandpa. I could be unhinged and like just barely avoid the bonk. I could walk the razor's bonk, right? I could walk the razor's edge and like just not get bonked, but like I have to make sure I don't like fall off to either side, right? Yeah. I'm placing my bet on 4 months. So that'll be April. Okay. Tempest Xbox mic karaoke. That would be kind of cool. Don't tap the bonk. I got 3 weeks. 3 weeks? I'll last longer than that. Come on. You give him a minute? So you're saying like within 60 seconds from now, like I'm going to say something that's going to be bonk. Oh, I have really bad tea. It's actually not bad. He has become unbonkable. It's still pretty good. It's still okay. What type of tea? It's like a tea bag, like a Lipton tea bag, but a little bit higher quality. You guys ever heard of Harney? It's a Harney tea bag. Harney and Sons. Yeah. It's a black tea. Yeah. Okay. Be 100%. I'm not even streaming. Thousand, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. No, we're good. But all right, can people like raise their hands and be like perfectly honest? Don't spare my feelings. Do you dislike the sound of like me drinking tea. I found a mute button on my iPhone. I could turn it down, like when I'm drinking. Tuscaloosa. Thank you, Blink. Can I? You don't mind it? Not really. Don't mind it. I like it. I don't care. A little bit. Okay. I'll try to like keep it down then. I'll try to drink responsibly, and sip louder. I don't know if I'll do that, but I won't mute. Like, I won't bother to mute. Yeah. Drink it harder. So I have not my crazy uncle, but a different one. A more like sane uncle. Cause it's like a potluck, like everybody's supposed to bring food, right? He didn't bring food. He just bring like six handles of like alcohol. Which is like, if you think about it, that's like $200, right? Six handles, like assuming like $30 per handle, so like $180 plus tax, so like $60, right? So he's not cheap. It's not like he's stiffing us, right? But like, it's also kind of like, come on, man, are you serious? Mo, thank you for the super chat. Nice. Minion of Lord Magmo, thank you for the super chat. Here for the CT sipping. See, I for one, like, welcome our new puppet overlord, but I might be like the only member of Tempest that does. So I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel. Felix Wolf, thank you for the super chat. You sound like you're calling us, which is nice. Good, good. Yeah, I did mention that I noticed that with Altair space, and it's like, I kind of like it. Yeah, handle is 1.75 liters, so yeah, a lot of alcohol, like a crazy amount. Ikari Kanashimi, thank you very much for the super chat. First super chat ever. Thank you, thank you. You should wait until I'm doing like an actual stream though, because it's just better. It's just better when I'm doing like an actual stream. You don't need to worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Magmo is a real threat for the doubt. I do feel like Dez is kind of like a tough guy, but he wouldn't ever actually like hurt you, right? He's definitely like a greased pig in real life, but I feel like he's like the tough talker, but he wouldn't ever actually like kill you, right? But I feel like Magmo would. So he's kind of like the Green Goblin to Magni's like Norman Osborn, where he's like brilliant, but like he's still got the limit, right? He's still got his limits. So like Magmo is really just like the Green Goblin, which I think we need more of, right? Just mental damage. Oh no. Taze, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Astrain, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Sip louder. Okay, I will. Dr. Wally, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Tempest Pizza House. Hello, Tempest Pizza House. Can I have a 5 pizzas? All with the pepperoni. And one with cheese. Wait, so you want one pizza with cheese and pepperoni and 4 pizzas with pepperoni but no cheese? Are you a crazy man? It's like, hold on. What's my favorite Christmas meme? This is a good question. What is my favorite Christmas meme? Do I have a favorite Christmas meme? I don't know. Soulless Sanctuary, thank you very much for the super chat. I hope we have more. We will. Basically, the only thing that's going to be holding me back, I mentioned this like 5 minutes ago, the only thing that's going to hold me back from doing these like while I'm on like a mandatory vacation is if like the reception just can't do it. So like, you might hear me do this, and then, like, I keep cutting out, because Altair warned me that, like, if you don't have, like, because, like, cell phone data might not be enough. It's going to, like, cut in and out. And I'm on Wi-Fi right now, so it should be pretty solid. Like, if I have to use cell phone data, I'll probably give it like a college try. And then if I'm like cutting in and out, I'll have to end it early. But I will try to keep this up like pretty regularly. Pete D, thank you very much for the super chat. Don't spend it all in one place. Tachibana Kira, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Jody Hume, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Crisis. Two pizzas. Both half pepperoni, half cheese. That is cursed. Okay. What's the pizza meme where it's just like no sauce, no cheese, left beef or something like that? Do you guys remember that? That's my favorite pizza meme. None pizza, left beef. There you go. I love that meme. Give me a nun pizza. But the thing is, with left beef, you could just rotate the pizza and turn it into right beef, right? Right? Boneless pizza is a good one too. What's my favorite Christmas meme? I can't remember. Oh, by the way, people that are listening on Twitter and they're wondering like why I'm talking like a crazy person. I have it set up so that I have a scheduled stream where the thumbnail is my schedule, right? For the week. And then the chat log, the chat for that is what I'm reading right now. Yeah, so if you want to chat with me, and I'm reading like super chat for some reason. I don't know. I'm not even streaming. It's weird. Yo, Blackout 31, Mary Chrysler. Come hang out. We're cool here. Yeah, exactly. Apparently, there's a Wikipedia page for none pizza left beef. I had no idea. He definitely hates us. On the one hand, I know you guys are having fun with it, but on the other hand, it's just kind of like, what? Why? I don't think I've ever said that before. I don't think any of us have said that before, right? The closest like anybody in Tempest has come to saying that is like Dez and Axel's like weird thing where they talk about like eating the Magmites and the Axolotls, right? But that doesn't mean they hate you. In fact, that might just mean that they really like you, right? Oh, I'm too old. I don't get presents anymore. I stopped getting presents like, God, maybe like 15 years ago or something. I stopped getting presents like a long time ago. Now I have to get presents. For the tiny little like the tiny ones that haven't been crushed by the world yet, right? Yeah. Razor EXE, thank you very much for the super chat. Yeah, I'm a V Spacer now. I made it. Beer, I love your name. Merry Crisis. Bunny Mai Mai, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. For being here. Is there something that you like about Christmas? I like Christmas. I'm like a big holiday fan. I like it a lot. What's my favorite thing? Well, first of all, between like hot weather and cold weather, I prefer cold weather, right? I prefer cold weather over hot weather. So like I'm already like biased towards like the Christmas season. Second of all, I like giving gifts. I do. I like them. I like giving gifts. I don't like getting them, but I like giving them. Yeah. Feliz Navidad. I butchered that, but yeah. At what age did I stop believing in Santa? Did I ever believe in Santa? Let me think. It's highly unscientific. Oh, I don't know. Let me think. No, I never believe. Yeah, now that I think about it, I never believe. I do remember getting presents as a child, right? And I didn't know where they came from. And then, I think in kindergarten or first grade or something like that, like, the Santa meta, like, came into my, like, realm of, like, I didn't know about Santa until, like, other children, like, told me about Santa. And then I went home, and I was like, Mama, Santa's the one that gives us the presents every year, right? Did you know that? Right? And then I remember my mom, like, looked at me, like, right in the eyes, and she was like, no, Santa's not the one that's giving you the gifts. I'm the one that's giving you the gifts. Me. I'm not going to let somebody, like, take credit. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's crazy, right? That Reeve guy, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. McNuggets, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. I believe I answered your question satisfactorily. I wasn't aware that, like, Santa actually was the one. Like, I knew that there was, like, a character named Santa Claus, and he was in cartoons around this time of the year, but I didn't know that, like, he was supposed to be the one that, like, gave you the gifts. And then I realized it because of, like, schooling. Yeah, and then I got immediately, like, yeah. Mirage, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. What's your favorite unique family tradition for Christmas? We don't really have one. Let me think. I mean, I haven't gotten gifts, right, in like 15 years or so. But like when I was a kid, we used to open the presents at like midnight, like 1 minute after midnight, right? Like Christmas Eve, like we would stay up until midnight. And then 1 minute after midnight, we would open all of our presents, which, like, I'm thinking back on it, it's kind of based, right? Yeah. That's a tradition, right? That's how we did it. Yeah. I've heard, like, some people just have to wait until they wake up. And it's like, what do you do? Yeah, what do you do? How old are you? I'm 28. I'm 28, and I will not be taking questions. Wacky Warrior, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Out of the hall, I won't let us send us gifts, but take this money this Christmas. Thank you. I appreciate it. I do. Thank you very much. I hope you have a great Christmas. Hey, Pony Mai, thank you very much for the Christmas gift super chat. Thank you. Please get yourself something nice. Would you be mad at me if I got another spear? I kind of want a fishing spear. Like a really high quality one. That could be used, like, on its own and then also loaded into, like, a spear gun. Would you... Not dual wielding. No, they're for two completely different purposes. Yeah. No, I will not be dual wielding. That's just ridiculous. Please. Naru-san. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you for the Twitter space. No problem. I'm happy to do it. This is actually, like, better than I thought it would be. This is actually significantly better than I thought it would be. Can I be real? I thought it would be, like, not good. I don't know why I'm so, like, skeptical of, like, everything related to Twitter. But is this, like, pretty okay? By a crossbow? Bro. I want an authentic, like, handmade, like, a custom made by, like, a carpenter and a blacksmith. I want a Genoese crossbow. And I want to pretend to be, like, a Genoese mercenary during, like, the late Renaissance era, right? Some Machiavelli-ass shit, right? And I've got, like, the big poofy pants, right? And the crazy hat with the big feather. Yeah. and I'm gonna like prop up the crumbling like Holy Roman Empire. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Like the big poofy pens. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a LARPer, pretty much. Yeah. You're crazy, but go for it. I've never been to like a Renaissance fair, but if I did, I want to be like a Genoese crossbowman mercenary, right? And I need to get a bunch of people that were like willing to be as stupid as me together, right? Could you imagine? Like, all right, we get like the vest. We'll never be able to do this because like, you know, we'll never be able to do this. But like, just imagine to get a bunch of the vesties together. We all like dress up like Genoese crossbowmen mercenaries. And then we go to like a Ren fair and we see like the people that are dressed up like nobles or like royalty. And we were like, so I heard that those like nasty tutors are like getting up in your business. If you have enough coins, we can make that go away for you. Right? And then like if they say no, we'll go to like the Habsburgs, right? And the Habsburgs like, hey, Habsburg Chen. I heard that those nasty bourbons are all up in your business trying to we can make that go away for you. I don't know. More like Habsburg Chin, that's a really good one. The needed laxative. Thank you very much for the Christmas gift super chat. Merry Christmas. Gift yourself glitter butt. Okay. That no longer bothers me. It's just like, no, it still bothers me. I don't want to think about it. We're going to move on. It actually does still bother me. Why you know Panda? Thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. You're a gift. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Happy holidays. It's been like a crazy 5 months. Especially because I got gigabucked. Mr. V, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. The spear fund. Okay. With your blessing, I'll get like a fishing spear. Like a really high quality man. A really high quality one. Yeah. Days, thank you for the super chat. Spear fund, thank you. Sayo, thank you very much for the super chat. Oh my god, am I gonna have to read this? Okay. Merry Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas. Christmas made ni made? Christmas made ni wa. Oh, kanji, no! Ah! I can't read that. Tsukuranakiyakana. Huh? Nihongo chosu. Got chosen again. Can we get pictures of the spear? I was advised not to. I think I skirted the line by like tapping it. So that you could hear it, but I was advised like not to take pictures of the spear. I was advised not to. Yeah. It says Kanojo. Oh. What's the context? I don't know what it means. Show us your spear. No weapons. I was advised not to. And I don't really want to take any risks anymore and just like play it safe, right? Yeah. I don't have it with me, right? But like the next time I'm near my spear, I'll tap it again. Yeah, I'll do like a spear ASMR. What if I did a spear ASMR? What if, you know what I've always wanted to buy? You know those like dummies that are like made out of ballistic gel and they're designed to be like very similar to like a human, but they're like crazy expensive. They're like hundreds of dollars, right? What if I do an ASMR where I buy that and then I just like stab it with my spear? And then I'll pretend to be like, I'll pretend to be like, like a Swiss pikeman, right? Like a mercenary from Switzerland, right? Just like stabbing it with the spear and pretending to be like, yeah. Calm down. I don't know. JY, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Thank you for the present. Much appreciated. Doritas, Merry Christmas. Charlie, Merry Christmas. Weapons Mastery Fun. Also, Merry Christmas, Vesper. I feel conflicted. That's what I'm going to be known for. Well, okay. If I'm going to be 100% real with you guys, I'd rather be known for, like, buying spears and crossbows than, like, the Pansu thing. The Pansu thing kind of, like, bit me in the butt. Like, it embarrassed me in front of, like, the Stars JP Senpai. Kind of bit me in the butt. Like, I didn't really expect it to, like, double back over and, like, embarrass me. I thought it was funny. It's just funny. And then, like, it just... But I don't think this can embarrass me. Like, the fact that I own a spear, right? But you know what? Like, why should I put it past the tempera? Like, if you guys can find a way to embarrass the fact that I own a spear... Embarrass me because of the fact that I own, like, a boar hunting spear in 2023, you'll find it. The dumpster diving is just, like... You can't embarrass me. I'm just being intelligent. I'm being frugal, right? It's good for the environment, okay? Don't you care about the environment? I'm the crazy grandpa, kind of, honestly. Watototal, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. So when's the boomer's V spacer off? Also, spear, harpoon, crossbow. Make sure the tip isn't wood. Exactly. Well, like the fishing spear that I'm looking at, I don't even think it's a harpoon. I think it's like a survivalist fishing spear that's like designed to like hold up. And then the other side is like a different type of spear for like lobsters or bonito or something like that. But yeah, I don't even know. Yeah. Neo Matrix, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. A Genoese crossbowman costume fun. You guys have to like look at that. Like they look interesting. I showed you my spear. Please respond. Thank you again, Blackout. Oh no, I'm losing track. There we go. I think that's good. That's everybody. Adrian Canales, thank you very much for the super chat. Spear dummy fund. Sarcado, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Yo, it's your birthday? Wait, what? How can it be your birthday on... No, that's stupid. That's insane. There's only 365 days out of the year. Of course, there's going to be people that are born on this day. Okay, yeah. Merry Christmas and happy birthday. You know what? Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Compound bow fun. Oh no, I can't read them all. Neo Vella, thank you very much for the super chat. Happy holidays. Thank you for the spear fun. Okay, I'll buy a spear. Kivat the Third. Merry Christmas. One of these days you're gonna have to tell me about Kivat the Second. And possibly Kivat the first, if you can. Rasen, thank you for the super chat. Starting a compound bow fund. All right. In college, I was in the archery club. Although, like, they were a bunch of edgelords, and they didn't call it the archery club. They called it, what did they call it? It's like the Greek word for, like, archery enthusiast. I forgot what it was called. It's like a weird word. Like, you wouldn't think that it means, like... What is it called? It's called toxophilite, right? That's like the Greek word for like archery fan. Which you would think it means like something to do with toxic, but it means like toxophilite, yeah, society or something like that. Toxitize, something like that, right? Yeah. So I was like, isn't the archery club? I tried HEMA for a little bit. I don't know if you guys know what HEMA is, but I tried that. I was just like that's pretty cringe in college. I don't know. Sounds like a Pokemon name. Yeah, something like that. Jimbo, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. ASMR. Pikeman Vesper impales and taunts you as you bleed out. Exactly. Jimbo. Or it's like the Vesty Mercenary Free Company is scoring off with a bunch of like, with a bunch of cringy like noblemen in full armor on their horses, and we pull like one of them off their horse, and then we like give them the old stabby stabby when they're on the ground, right? Yeah. RNA, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. You see, it's fun to live your best cringe but free life. Spears, basically just spears. Is there anything more than a spear that I want? I mean, yeah, like an authentic, like Genoese crossbow. They're like crazy. No, we're good. Don't worry about it. Why dual wielding spear instead of putting them on your back like a Blastoise? It's a good question, Felix. I actually don't know. Verdandy, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. ASMR ballistic Jimmy Tail torso fun. So stupid. If I set up like a camera so that like I'm not gonna do it. A girlfriend? No, we're good. Don't worry about it. It's gonna take time away from streaming, and it's gonna cost money. Whereas like if you buy a spear, yeah, you have to spend like $100 to $200 for a spear, right? But that's just like a one-time investment. And then it just makes me happy for the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm good with the spear. Why not? Exactly. You read that? A girlfriend is temporary. The crossbow is forever. For making his own guild, but only with spear wielders. Hollow Tempest multi-level marketing scam. It's not just spears, okay? I will also accept crossbow like users, right? I feel like that's like we could have like a dream team, Vesties. We could have a dream team. Like 50% spear wielders, right? And then 50% crossbow wielders, and then we'll be invincible, right? I wouldn't even do like a phalanx style. What I would do is I would train you guys to form square. You know what that is? We would take the high ground and then we would form square. Like the people that have the spears would form square, and then the crossbow users would be in the middle, right? Yeah. Form square. And then like, yeah. I like your funny words. Yeah. What if I can get a long enough sword? Can it be counted as a spear? Yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. We're going to get wrecked by horse archers. Actually true. Good thing horse-mounted archers aren't really a thing in Elysium, right? Yeah. one of us are cannon fodder? None of you guys. None of you guys. Can we get dragons? I don't know about that. I don't know about that. What if I tie a knife to a long broom? Did I tell you about my D&D character? The really, like, edgelord warlock? Was it a warlock or... No, a wizard. There's, like, an edgelord wizard, and he was, like, a young, genius wizard, but he wanted to be, like, a fighter. So he like, tied a kitchen knife to his quarterstaff, and he pretended that it was a spear, but it was just a quarterstaff. With the huge dumpy, exactly. Valk Renegade, thank you very much for the super chat. Vesper, would you ever play Civ on stream to make the spear and crossbow team? I would have to request permissions. I would have to request it, and then on top of that, I feel like it might be risky. I don't know. Dude, has it really already been 50 minutes? I feel like no time passed. I feel like we just started hanging out. What the heck? Pal Pandan, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. So you're saying you're a saber, lancer, archer, and a rider. All that's left is caster, assassin. Oh, I'm definitely a berserker too. I'm not an assassin. I'm not a caster yet. I got 2 more years to go. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed, and I might become a caster in 2 more years. So the only one that I don't think I could be is an assassin. I just don't think I could be that. But I'm definitely already a berserker. Pretty much. Yo, Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for the 5 gifted memberships. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Mirage, thank you for the super chat once again. Making his own guild. Oh, already. Brainy, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Half of the year better for me. Thank you for being so relatable. Not afraid to be you with us. Here's a little bit to help you become a weapons master. Thank you very much. Arshiden, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Several months of streams. Are you starting a trebuchet fund? Did you know that you can launch a 90-kilogram stone projectile over 300 meters? What would I launch it at? You know what? Assuming that I lived in a place with enough space, I would build one. In like a backyard or whatever, right? I would. So I'm just going to tuck that away just in case, right? Vernandy, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. With their spears to form a perfect 256-man Macedonian phalanx. Hell yeah. Watototal, thank you for the super chat once again.
Gee, Vesper, how come Yago lets you have 2 spears?
Getting weapons makes me think that you were a LARPer back in the day. I've never LARPed in public, but yeah, even as a kid, I told you as a kid, I built a Sarissa in my backyard, right? And I ruined a perfectly good kitchen knife and I got in trouble for it. But I've never been to like a Ren fair or anything like that. Yeah. Gila Max and Space Feet, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Thanks for being you. Thank you. Thank you for accepting me for being like a weirdo. Station, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Why not have both a spear? Then she can get a spear too and contribute to the phalanx. Chamomile, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Okay. Yeah, in public. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean... Am I really going to mention this? In high school, I may have bought like a costume for like the Grim Reaper, right? In high school, I may have bought a costume for the Grim Reaper, but not to dress up as the Grim Reaper, but because to my eye, it was very similar to what a Nazgul looked like. A ring wraith, and then I put it on, and then I pretended to be a ring wraith with a big sword.
Come not between the Nazgul and his prey.
Yeah, Yeah.
Baggins.
Yeah. 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 Actually, my first like sword. No, my second one. My second one. My second sword was like a really cheaply made like two-handed sword so that I could like better LARP being a Nazgul. And my first sword was, oh my god, this is so cringe. Does anybody know what a I'm sure, no, I mean, like, yeah, we got a bunch of boomers in here, right? The first sword that I bought was a Sakabato, right? You guys know what that is? A Sakabato. Gozaru. Yeah. So cringe. The Worm Superior, thank you very much for the super chat. The super chat is a shout out to the Edgelord High School, Vesper, what a legend. Yeah, I might have pretended to be a Nazgul in my backyard. Yeah. Chowton, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. There's a game where you can command a company of mercenary and crossbowmen, spearmen in the battlefield. Dude, Mountain Blade 2, right? I want to play Mountain Blade 2. Wait, are you talking about the first one? The second one, is it bad? I want to try Mountain Blade 2, but I feel like I would be really bad at the arena part. Yeah. Okay, Annie, I can explain that. I can explain. This like stream page is like never gonna go away. I'm gonna update every time I get a new schedule. So every Sunday when I upload a new schedule, I'll like put it up. So I'll replace it, and this is basically a schedule page. And then like whenever I do a Twitter space, we'll use this, right? So I had to set it like as far back as I could. Yeah. Adrian, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. これは... プレゼントです. Oh, this is a present. Thank you very much. Thank you for the present. He just hates us. Okay. What can I do to put that to rest, like, permanently? What can I do to put that to rest permanently? I did the Christmas Day Twitter space. Like, what can I do? Free chat? What can I do to put that to rest? I didn't realize we were using this the whole time. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Nothing? Show us a picture of your spear. I will never admit that, no, I don't. Because I don't, Kasten. You can't trick me. Stop acknowledging it. Okay, fine. Okay. Where are our choo-choos? Are you talking about like a kiss? Do an ara-ara? I'll pick one or the other. I'll either give you like a smooch, or I'll give you like a single ara-ara. Which one? You can't get both. I can't spoil you. Sarkato, thank you very much for the super chat. You are so scrunkly, squinchy, bumby wumby, my funny little guy. I microwave you in my mind. What? Sky Limit Art, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too. Sushi, Merry Christmas. Thank you for the super chat. Call us your vesties. My vesties. You guys are my vesties. Seems like everybody wants to smooch. All right, fine. I heard it's better if, like, you have something to smooch. What if I smooch, like, my mug of very mid-level tea? say omelette du fromage in an ASMR voice. You know what, Dante Jones? All right.
Omelette du fromage.
That's probably a really bad ASMR voice. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and kiss my mug, okay? All right. Just pretend you're the mug, okay? Just pretend you're the mug. Kiss the spear? I'm like 2.5 hours away from my spear. If there's any boars in chat that are waiting for their chance to kill me, now is the time to do it because I am literally 2.5 hours away from my spear. I'm separated by an incredible distance from my spear. And if you're trying to kill me, like, now is the time to do it. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready for the kiss? Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay. You're in mug mode, everybody. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Oh, I accidentally tapped. Okay. Hold on. Ready? Ready? There you go. All right. Just the one. Just the one. Summon your spear. I wish I had like Thor Ragnarok. What is it called? Dropnir? Like he could just go and then like he summons his spear back. Ah, it'd be so cool. All right, we're good. See? See? All right. I believe I've settled the record, and I will no longer be acknowledging that Tempest meme anymore. Okay, I am so normal right now. I can smell the meat. It's starting to smell pretty good right now. It's been about almost 3 hours. Almost. Can I go AFK for just a second? Can I go AFK for just a second? Just a second, and then check my meat thermometer. I want to go check. I'll be right back. Okay. I'll be right back. Okay. All right. I'm back. It's sitting pretty at 79 Fahrenheit. But the small one, I got 2 9-pounders and 1 7-pounder. The 7-pounder's already, it's already approaching 100. So, like, I'm a little bit worried. We took the spear while you were gone. No. No. The boar's teeth. The boar's teeth. What even is going on? Ryan Caprison, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Merry Yaoi. Big honking Yaoi hands. I'll slap you into next Thursday with these big honking Yaoi hands. Love you and all of Tempest's weird nerdy antics. You make me laugh. Thank you. Happy to bring you some entertainment, right? Merry what? Britt Blue, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. He loves us. He really loves us. I bet you own a paddle. I know what you're talking about, and no. I don't have one, and I've never owned one. But I've been hit by one really hard. I've been hit by one really, really hard. Like, way too hard. Where the person that hit me was like, oh, shit, I went too hard. like chucked upside the head. Survive it all. Thank you very much for the super chat. Days, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. It might be demanding, but didn't you promise us a Christmas song? I did. Shoot. Okay. Okay. I did promise you one. Ah, shoot. I don't even know, like, which one to sing. Hold on. Acapella? Hold on. Everybody settle down. Everybody settle down. I gotta make good on that. Yeah. What if we reach for the roast at the same time and our heads touch? Beloved Grandpire, thank you very much for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Thank you for this experience. Tuscany times 283,783. Hold on. Padoru. Okay, do I acapella that? Original. Wait. No, I don't think I should. I think I should do something that's like very clearly like public domain, right? Yeah, I don't think I should do Padoru because like that might not be, I mean, that's almost definitely not public domain, right? Okay. I apologize, but I just have to play it safe and just make sure I'm doing something that's like clearly public domain, right? Maybe Jingle Bells? I do remember that one. Uh-oh. Okay. Hold on. You're on Twitter though. Good to be safe. Yeah, you know, like, yeah, it's just good to be safe. Hold on. Padoru is literally maybe Silent Mag. Holy Mag. Koshi. Good morning. You might have answered this, but what does your family think you're doing right now? Most of them aren't awake. I'd say pretty much all of the adults got like really drunk yesterday night, including me. The big danger is if like one of the small ones, if they like hear me, then they'll be like, what is that? And then like they'll say my name. So it's just like every minute increases the danger of that happening, right? Yeah. So I'm gonna sing something for you guys, and I'm gonna let's go ahead and listen to this. Mm-hmm. That way, ho, ho, ho. Making sweet Okay. I could probably do this. I could probably sing this. Okay. Okay. Can you not do the space in your car? Can I be real? It's like cold as heck outside. And like cars have no insulation. It's basically like a metal ice box, right? It's like a refrigerator. I do not want to do Twitter space in my car. Also, like I need the Wi-Fi. Like I need good Wi-Fi. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I can do this one. Okay. Okay, I can do it. All right, let's start it from the beginning. Are you ready? Na-na-na-na. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. We go laughing all the way. Ho, ho, ho. Long bobtails ring. It's making spirits bright. What it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Too low. I need to raise the pitch. You're young. Sing the sleighing song in a bobtailed bay. 244 speed. What? Sleighing, take the lead. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in an open sleigh. Oh, hey. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. What fun it is to ride one-horse open sleigh. Okay. There we go. Way too low, but I did it. Hold up. There's a second verse. I don't. Improv coward. Oh, okay. All right. Literally slaying right now. Not the Nazgul request. Okay. All right. I think that'll be it for the Twitter space. That would be like a disaster. If my niece just walks up. Okay. All right, everybody. How do I turn this thing off? Thank you. Thank you for hanging out with me on Christmas. I know you guys are busy. You guys are probably got your own stuff to do, but you're hanging out with me and I'm happy. I'm happy you guys could chat with me for a little bit. I will tentatively say expect a Twitter space on Wednesday. Okay. Tentatively. I might not be able to, depending on reception, but I will try. I'll try on Wednesday to do a Twitter space, okay? Maybe 10:30 a.m. So immediately after the premiere. I think we can do a premiere for the D&D episodes, and then after that, I'll try to do a Twitter space, okay? All right, okay. Deal. Don't be mad if the reception is too bad though, right? I'm doing my best. I am. Okay. Andy Romo, thank you for the super chat. Merry Christmas. Okay, goodbye everybody. Take care. Goodbye. How do I end this? Oh, end. Okay, there it is. End.